Hey, I'm Jonathan Miller, and this is the Housing Helix Podcast. I'm a real estate appraiser, analyst, and blogger based in New York who is interested in pretty much anything related to housing with an analytical bent. The Housing Helix is the real estate conversation in long form with information, analysis, and commentary, as well as insights from housing-related experts that have something interesting to share. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. I hope you enjoy it. This is a brief recap of the RBI Pending Home Sales Index for February 2011, covering the Washington, D.C. metro area. The headline reads, largest pending home sales increase in more than a decade. And the subheader is RBI Pending Home Sales Index jumped 33% year over year. Home prices slipped to same level of 2 years ago. So I think the first thing to look at here is the increase in pending home sales, because that's the purpose of this index as a what is called a leading index. But the way I look at pending home sales is they lead all other real estate metrics. So it is leading in that perspective. But essentially what it reflects is current conditions, because we're very close to the moment where buyer and seller actually have a meeting of the minds and agree to a price, and we have a contract signed. The 33% increase in pending home sales is the largest increase that we've tracked in the more than 10 years we have this specific data metric. So that is encouraging in the sense that it shows how low sales activity was this time last year. However, if you look at the increase in activity since the end of 2010, we're seeing an increase in January, an increase in February in contracts signed. But this is more or less consistent with seasonal expectations. So while the headline does scream, and I wrote it, does scream jump 33%, I think that's more of a reflection of how bad it was a year ago. And the level of activity now is at least the idea that pending home sales are increasing since the beginning of the year is consistent with seasonal expectations, and that is somewhat comforting. The other metric that is presented on the chart with pending home sales in the report is median sale price, and median sale price is based on closed transactions, so it lags the market by a couple of months. And median sale price continues to slip. We did see median sale price down 2.9% from the same period last year, and it's at 300,000 is the January number. That is exactly the same number as we saw at this time 2 years ago. So we've essentially, with all the the federal stimulus that began in mid-09, falling interest rates, the tax credit, all sorts of loan mods, everything to sort of help the housing market rebound. We've really gone full circle once most of the stimulus has expired or left the housing market. We're really back where we started. And I'm optimistic about 2011 in the sense that we're going to better understand the housing market will not be as confusing as it was in 2010 to follow. It was almost manic, where 1 month up, 1 month down. I think we're going to see a little bit more seasonality in 2011, but we'll see. That's at least what the first couple of months suggest to us. The other metric that we looked at in the month was active listings. Active listings edged higher 3.6% year over year, and 3.2% increase in new listings. This is expected when we start seeing a pickup in activity. You start seeing sellers test the market. So when you see an increase in pending home sales, you would expect an uptick in active inventory, and that's exactly what we saw. And one of the ways to measure the relationship between the two is something else we track in this release, which is the monthly absorption rate. And the monthly absorption rate is essentially taking the existing acting inventory in the month and estimating how months it would take to sell that at the current pace of pending sales. And the pending sales would be based on the pending sales added in February. So what we saw, despite an increase in active inventory, is that the increase in pending sales actually offset the inventory quite a bit. We saw the absorption rate a year ago at 4.3 months. Now we're at 3.1 months, or rather 3.3 months. And that means that the growth rate in sales is offsetting the growth rate in inventory. So that is the takeaway from those two metrics. The other thing that we looked at was, and we look at regularly, is days on market. And days on market is the number of days it would take to sell a property from when it enters the housing market. And for February, it averaged 85 days, meaning 85 days was the average number of days it took a residential property in the Washington, D.C. metro area to go to contract. And that is up, meaning 13 days longer to sell a property than we had a year ago when it was 72 days. Just for perspective, 2 years ago, which was February of 2009, which was a few months after the essentially the onset of the credit crunch, which began at the end of 2008, days on market at that time was 113 days. So we're down to 85 days from 113, but we actually softened a bit from what we saw in this time last year. I sort of think this has something to do with the tax credit. So I'm a little bit skeptical that with a surge in pending home sales, and the fact that they grew faster than active inventory, that days on market would expand. But that's indeed what it did. The other thing that we also looked at was listing discount, which followed a similar pattern to days on market. We looked at an increase, meaning a widening spread between the original list price that was set when the property entered the market and what the property actually sold for. So it was 6.9% in February, up from 6% in the same period a year ago. And interestingly, it was 10.7% 2 years ago. So we're sort of bouncing around. Now that I think about it, as I'm talking through this, I think, and this is consistent with what I've said in other podcasts, I think that as we move forward over the next couple of months, as we wean ourselves off the impact of the tax credit, and the fact that listing discount and average days on market are tracked off of closing data, not pending sales, those metrics will then fall in line or be consistent with the rise in pending sales and the reduction in the absorption rate. But we'll see. I think this is something that we're going to keep a close eye on over the next couple of months and report back to you in the future releases of this report. You can look at this report and all sorts of data at rbiintel.com, and also check out their blog on the website as well. We'll be putting over the coming weeks additional insights on what's happening in the Washington, D.C. metro area. So thanks for listening. That's it for this edition of the Housing Helix podcast. As always, you can send comments and recommend guests to my email address, jmiller@millersamuel.com. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. So until next time, I'm Jonathan Miller, and thanks for listening to the Housing Helix podcast.